Mr. Grab, page three item.
We have one, what we refer to now as a page three item to present to you this morning. Very briefly, that's Centex Homes is requesting after the fact authorization for a 132 feet of utility lines that were placed below Cycling Creek in Loudoun County. We have subjected the project to a public interest review. We've contacted the neighbors, run the ad. There has been no opposition to this. In essence, the water lines, a 3- and 4-inch water line, were installed without authorization by the open trench method. And what happened in this particular instance is in 2003, when Centex applied for a nationwide permit with the Corps of Engineers, no stream impacts were proposed. Most of the work was being done on either side. Later on, in conjunction with coordination with the Loudoun County Sanitation Authority, it was determined that the water line systems in the two developments needed to be connected. That required a connection across Cycling Creek. The projects were being undertaken by different developers. There was a miscommunication and between the project developers, the design engineer, and the agent, ultimately resulting in the lines being installed, as I said, by the open trench method with a diversion channel without the necessary authorization. It did come to our attention. We processed it as a violation. Based on staff's review, had they applied for it in advance, we likely would have recommended approval of that crossing. But given the after-the-fact nature, we are recommending approval of this project with a triple permit fee of $300. Triple royalties for the two water lines, which would amount to $9 per lineal foot for 264 feet of encroachment, which amount to and a civil charge, of $3,600, which would be $1,800 per line. That's based on our belief that it's a minimal environmental impact but a major degree of noncompliance, in that they knew there were permitting requirements in spite of the communication. This totals $6,276. The applicant has agreed to those civil charges, and with that, we're recommending the commission essentially endorse that as a consent agenda item.
Any questions from the commission? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on this project, pro or con? If not, the matter is before the commission for action.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Graham. I would, since Mr. Bowden is not here yet, and I expect him momentarily, what I would like to do is to amend or accept a motion to amend the agenda so that we can take item 5 instead of item 4 first.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll go to item 5 first, and then we'll return to item 4. Mr. Madden, didn't mean to catch you.
No.
A little off guard, but always know you're there.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to appear here.
Always a pleasure to have you.